Protocols of the Meetings of the Learned Elders of Zion. Protocol Number 11. The Totalitarian State. 1. The State Council has been, as it were, the emphatic expression of the authority of the ruler. It will be, as the show part of the legislative corps, what may be called the editorial committee of the laws and decrees of the ruler. 2. This, then, is the program of the new constitution. We shall make law, right and justice, in the guise of proposals to the legislative corps, by decrees of the president, under the guise of general regulations, of orders of the Senate, and of resolutions of the State Council, in the guise of ministerial orders, and in case a suitable occasion should arise, in the form of a revolution in the state. 3. Having established approximately the modus agendi, we will occupy ourselves with details of those combinations, by which we have still to complete the revolution, in the course of the machinery of state, in the direction already indicated. By these combinations, I mean the freedom of the press, the right of association, freedom of conscience, the voting principle, and many another that must disappear forever from the memory of man, or undergo a radical alteration, the day after the promulgation of the new constitution. It is only at the moment that we shall be able at once to announce all our orders, for, afterwards, every noticeable alteration will be dangerous, for the following reasons. If this alteration be brought in with harsh severity, and in a sense of severity and limitations, it may lead to a feeling of despair, caused by fear of new alterations, in the same direction. If, on the other hand, it be brought in a sense of further indulgences, it will be said that we have recognized our own wrongdoing, and this will destroy the prestige of the infallibility of our authority, or else it will be said that we have become alarmed, and are compelled to show a yielding disposition, for which we shall get no thanks, because it will be supposed to be compulsory. Both the one and the other are injurious to the prestige of the new constitution. What we want is that from the first moment of its promulgation, while the peoples of the world are still stunned by the accomplished fact of the revolution, still in a condition of terror and uncertainty, they should recognize once for all that we are so strong, so inexpugnable, so superabundantly filled with power, that in no case shall we take any account of them, and so far from paying any attention to their opinions or wishes, we are ready and able to crush, with irresistible power, all expression or manifestation thereof, at every moment and in every place. That we have seized at once everything we wanted, and shall in no case divide our power with them. Then in fear and trembling, they will close their eyes to everything, and be content to await what will be the end of it all. We are wolves. 4. The goyim are a flock of sheep, and we are their wolves. And you know what happens when the wolves get hold of the flock. 5. There is another reason also why they will close their eyes. For we shall keep promising them to give back all the liberties we have taken away, as soon as we have quelled the enemies of peace and tamed all parties. 6. It is not worth to say anything about how long a time they will be kept waiting for this return of their liberties. 7. For what purpose then have we invented this whole policy and insinuated it into the minds of the goy, without giving them any chance to examine its underlying meaning? For what, indeed, if not in order to obtain in a roundabout way what is for our scattered tribe unattainable by the direct road? It is this, which has served as the basis for our organization of Secrete Masonry, which is not known to, and aims, which are not even so much as suspected by, these goy cattle, attracted by us into the show army of Masonic lodges, in order to throw dust in the eyes of their fellows. 8. God has granted to us, His chosen people, the gift of the dispersion, and in this, which appears in all eyes to be our weakness, has come forth all our strength, which has now brought us to the threshold of sovereignty over all the world. 9. There now remains not much more for us to build up upon the foundation we have laid.